wet, stormy night, the boys are heading for home in the van, feeling jubilant but peckish.
Oh, what a beezer of a gig tonight was, boys.
Ah, it was amazing. Did we sell any merchandise?
Yeah, a couple of shirts and some albums.
Oh, that's fucking sweet. We can get some fucking noodles out of that. Noodles, anyone? I'm Hank over here.
Yeah, I could go for some noodles. Tom Yum Soup, Jay?
Hell yeah. Hey, remember them big old greasy Chinese spring rolls you boys had one night? Them fuckers were oily. Massive, too. They look like toddler's legs.
I fucking love them. Deep fried toddler's legs.
Oh yeah, when they go through that chubby bubba stage.
Mmm, baby barbecue. Where's the nearest Chinese, Craig? Where even are we?
Not looking. Yeah, my phone map says, we're here. Well, I'm pretty sure we are exactly about here. Yeah, we're in the middle of feckin' nowhere.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest noodle establishment?
The Happy Orchid, located in Kumbunyan, is 45 miles away.
45 miles? You can fuck that right off. Right off.
Get a petrol station sandwich, I suppose. Might be a station closer to here.
Can someone put the demister on? The screen's fogging up.
If you think I'm eating a soggy, out-of-date sandwich, then you are sorely mistaken. I was promised fried rice, and fried rice is what I will have.
Can someone just put the demisters on, please? I can't see fuck all.
Petrol stations sometimes have Krispy Kremes. I'm up for a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme donuts. We could get a big box. Bags me the first and second choice.
Fuck you, Ben. I get first choice, my idea.
Guys, the fucking demisters!
Krispy Kremes? Hello.
Hello?
No, hello as in hello. Krispy Kremes are not an adequate substitute for special fried rice.
Guys, the screen. Wipe the windscreen. Fuck's sake, I'll do it myself. Give me that cloth.
Watch out!
Jesus! God, we're gonna die!
I once killed a man and burnt his body.
I once booked to meet a prostitute in a hotel room. I waited outside and I couldn't dare go in. What? I couldn't... Where? Fuck me.
Do it again,
too many
Ben.
Words.
Do it again.
I once booked to meet a prostitute in a hotel room. I waited outside because I couldn't dare... Oh, God.
Because
I couldn't...
Wait.
I once booked to meet a prostitute in a hotel room. I waited outside because I didn't dare go in. I finally got the courage to check in what she was... What she was gone...
Wait, Ben. Do it again and have a little silence. There I go.
I once booked. Can I speak normally instead of quickly? What? I once booked to meet a prostitute in a hotel room. I waited outside because I didn't dare go in. When I finally got up the courage to check, she was gone. I had to have a wank in the sink. Used the trouser press, took the three tea bags and left.
My guitars! My guitars are in the...
Wait, what, Craig? That sounds pretty serious. I mean, Ben, yeah, sure, but Craig, that's pretty dark.
Fuck!
Everyone okay? I'm okay. You're okay? I'm all right.
Ben, just going back, why did you use a trouser press?
I like a crease, okay? I like a crease. Anything wrong with that? I don't think so. A good trouser crease is important. As well, polished shoes. Or a lint-free pullover.
What's lint?
A detached short fibres. Minute threads. What? Oh, God's sake.
God,
detached...
Wait.
detached short fine fibres or minute threads of... Minute shreds of fuck now.
I mean, obviously, when I wrote it, I thought Ben could read. I didn't realise.
Okay, now.
Doug, they're detached short for... Oh, God's sake. Doug.
Why do you keep saying Doug?
Because he asked me a question. What's
okay,
it?
Fine. You're ad-libbing a bit.
Doug, detached short...
Done again.
Doug, they're detached short... Doug, they're detached
short... Why do you keep saying Doug? I just need to know why you keep saying Doug. I don't mind, but why do you think it's mandatory?
I don't know. Okay. It's just, I'm all right. Detached short fine fibres and minute threads. Minute shreds. Detached short...
This one, you don't have to rush.
Yeah, you don't have to rush
all
this
right.
One.
attach short fine fibres and minute threads. Threads, shreds of threads.
You should do this as a fucking living. Because I've heard, cool. I think you could do radio foreplay.
Yeah.
Radio foreplay.
Here we go, Ben. Did you get the feel of it? It's just like, what, Doug, what's
it? Doesn't matter if you
detach short fine fibres or minute shreds of thread that lay on the surface of the garment.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, cool.
I see shreds and say threads.
Take your time.
Detach short. Oh, God's sake. Detach short fine fibres and minute shreds of thread that lay on the surface of a garment.
So what's lint?
Shut up. Fuck me in the actual arsehole. Shut up.
I already asked that.
Is there... Oh, God, Ben. Can I do that again? I mean, we could leave that, but I'll make a split decision on the day when I edit it.
Or the week when you edit it.
Shut up. Fuck me in the actual arsehole. Shut up. Is everyone okay?
I already asked that.
Yeah, man, I think we're all okay. What happened? You proper fucked that corner.
Me? Well, if you had demisted the fucking windscreen when I fucking said... That guy just appeared out of nowhere, standing in the bloody road. I could have killed him.
Who?
The geezer, back there in the high-vis jacket. Did you see him? He just came out of nowhere.
Listen, guys, I've got something to say. I've got to confess. I think I'm out of shit.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I think I'm out of shit. Not a lot. I think it's poo, but enough that you're going to know about it.
That's registry. I'm getting out. Joe, get the fuck out! That's put me right off the Krispy Kremes.
Listen, no one is getting crispy fucking cremes. I almost died.
Oh, Joe, I'm getting that too now. That's awful. That fucking stinks. Smells like a dead rabbit. Seriously, dude, you best get outside and sort yourself out. Doug, just come with me and see if this high-vis twat is okay.
Well, wait. He may be an escaped mental patient or a drifter killer.
A drifter killer? It's not the 70s. It's not Texas in the 70s.
I'll take the tire iron, just in case.
Yeah, okay. Right, everyone out. Joe, scrape the worst and whatever you did in your pants out with this beer mat.
Yeah,
Ben, Craig, check the gear in the back is okay. Doug, let's go talk to this guy. He's probably just a drunk on his way home, so just keep your shit together. Last time we approached someone with a tire iron, an old lady spent a year in prison. And I'm not picking you off the road again tonight.
Drunk guy on his way home? Yeah, home to the hospital for the criminally insane. Doug, get in first. Always get in first. Do not hesitate.
The old lady, Doug. Remember the old lady. Please do hesitate. Okay. She messed you up pretty bad.
Yeah.
God, fuck this. Piss that down.
Oh, he's back there on that corner. Where would you even get a high-vis jacket in that size? He really is quite massive. You go and see if he's all right. I'll be right behind you.
He's just standing there. What should I say?
Ask him if he's okay.
What the fuck? You said you were going to be right behind me.
Hey, fella. You all right? Nearly wiped your right arm back there. Probably best if you keep on the verge, yeah? Where you headed?
Hey, man. You okay? Hey. Are you okay? Dude? Can you hear me? You okay?
No, just leave him. Get in the van. We'll call the police. Tell them there's a big old drifter killer on the road.
You said drifter killers were only from the 70s.
I say a lot of things, Doug. No, I'll just leave it to you. Keep off the road. You can't see a thing in this rain. Be safe, yeah, buddy?
Jay, he's turning this way.
Okay, back to the van.
Fuck.
Everyone in the fucking van. Joe, leave that beer mat. Get in the van now.
Oh, fucking Jesus. It's in the heart. Oh, fuck. Let me pull my fucking drawers up. Jesus.
What's up?
What part of getting the van is it you're not understanding? Get in the fucking van.
Has anyone seen my flight case? Fucking scrape right along it. You know I like to keep my shit mint. That's fuck the resale value in that.
Get in the fucking van!
Drive! Just drive!
The keys! Who's got the keys?
You have. What the fuck's got into you two? You look like a fucking whitey.
I kind of have. Just lock the doors.
The keys are still in the ignition. There! Just drive!
What happened out there? Was the guy dead? Did we hit him? Because right now, I want to make it clear, I never saw him. I wasn't driving. I'm sober. My taxes are paid.
I can't remember this in the Archers. Come on, Ben, get it together.
What happened out there? Was the guy dead? Did we hit him? Because right now I want to make it clear, I never saw him. I wasn't driving. I'm sober. My taxes are paid. I will not go down for this. I will not go down for this. You're on your own.
My hands are shaking. I can hardly keep the wheels straight.
So what happened? Is he dead?
Oh, no. Far from it. He was doing just fine. You know, fine for a fucking horror movie. He wasn't a man. He wasn't human.
Oh, I see what's going on here. You two have been fucking smoking something. You've had an episode. You've been smoking that fucking stinky old weed that keyboard player left in the glove box, didn't you? What was that called? Purple pineapple or magic kush cake? Look, just take a minute. Just try and enjoy it. You'll be all right.
Joe, I'm not high. I'm perfectly sober. He wasn't human.
He's right. I saw him. 7 foot tall. He was looking away with his hood up. And we called to him, but he didn't move. And he just turned. His eyes were like doll's eyes. Black. Still like a doll's eyes. And then he opened his mouth to speak and...
You're tripping.
Oh, sorry, I thought Joe had gone to another line. And?
It wasn't human. It wasn't human. Doug's right. Black eyes, like a shark.
Like a doll.
Lifeless, like a shark.
Like black buttons on a doll.
Two black bottomless inkwells. Just like a shark.
No emotion. Soul. Like a doll.
Shark.
Doll.
Shark.
Doll.
Fuck up. What the actual fuck?
Doll.
Stop shitting on about sharks and dolls. You're scaring Ben.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, you're scaring me then. It's late. You're both tired. The rain was hard, per visibility. He was probably wearing dark sunglasses.
He was not wearing sunglasses. I know what I saw. I am 99% sure it was an alien. Not in a good way. Not like Alf or in a Paul way.
An alien? An alien in a high-vis jacket?
There's no reason why an alien would want to be safe and seen. Statistics show that
So close.
Oh, it's like the music video is all over again.
So close.
Just stick to playing bass.
I think it's because it's the first time for all of us. I think we're all speeding. I'm speeding through it. Just take your time, Benny.
Craig, there's no reason why an alien would want to be safe and seen. Statistics show that 4 to 5 pedestrian accidents were caused
by you shutting the fuck up. Alright, so we saw an alien. Get over it. It's 2021. Aliens are old news. Let's all shut up. Find somewhere I can wipe my ass. Shut up some more and eat.
Look, he was trying to tell us something. Trying to communicate. Listen, guys, this is big. I think we should turn back.
Turn back? Are you actually mental? Under no circumstances am I offering up my arsehole for experimental probing. Because you know that's what they do. It's always about the arse for them. No interest in anything else. Straight for the arse. I mean, how much more can they learn from an arse?
I mean, yeah, okay. Maybe we could turn back in the name of science and that. You know, for the fulfilment of mankind. Oh, for fuck's sake.
That would have been fine, Ben.
That would have been all right.
Although I wonder why you talk about fulfilment and asses.
I don't want to get in, buddy.
Okay, maybe we could turn back in the name of science and that, you know, for the fulfilment of mankind.
Oh, someone wants probing.
Dick.
That reminds me. There was this girl at my school. If you gave her a bag of grapes, she'd...
Yeah, listen. We're not going back. Look, I'm curious, but not enough to be strapped to a table, probed, then dumped back on Earth with no memory. I've seen movies, and movies are basically true stories that haven't happened yet, and that is a fact.
Okay, let's just keep driving. We're not turning round. So you've seen Slender Man or E.T. It's just happened. Just move on.
You know the actor in the E.T. costume died on set in that suit. Fact. Overheated. Spielberg covered it up. That bit where that little lad's got him in the bicycle basket. He was dead for the whole scene. Watch it back. Seriously, Spielberg said, just don't tell the little lad. Let's get it done and sort it out tomorrow. Cold. It's real cold.
Bollocks. The scene in the basket is just a puppet. It's obvious.
Nope. Dead midget. It was a big cover-up.
Ooh, slow down. What's all this up ahead? Looks like a traffic stop.
Could be that police there looking for that alien drifter mental patient, geezer.
Right, good. We can report the whole thing.
Are you mental? I ain't saying shit. I saw nothing. You guys go all the way to Independence Day, but I saw nothing.
all the way to Independence Day.
That was like Al Pacino was in there.
I brought it to my mind. I thought I was on the set of fucking Godfather. But.
Can we do that one again?
No. Fuck, them lights are bright. It doesn't look like a traffic stop.
Listen, I'm not sure about all of this. Slow down. I say, turn around. Those lights aren't normal.
God, they're so fucking bright. Turn the fuck around already.
They're getting closer real fast.
Oh, so bright, I can't see a thing.
I told you, it's the mothership. The motherfucking mothership.
Shit in the bed, turn around.
I can't. The van's dead. I've got nothing.
It's coming right over the top of us. Move, start the van.
It won't start. Come on, start.
For fuck's sake.
Listen. What's that?
What is that?
So fucking loud.
That sounds really weird when Joe goes.
Yeah, maybe. I agree with that, Ben.
I'll say that again.
Say it's getting louder, Ben.
It's getting louder.
Well, wait, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
It's a fucking brown note.
Exactly, I told you. It's always about the arse with these bastards.
It's so loud.
Listen. Shh.
What's that? What's happening? Guys, what's happening?
Shut up. We don't fucking know. Just listen.
I say we get out of here. Now. Make a run for it.
Yeah, you first then, Benny. They obviously have lasers like my Mars attacks.
You don't know they have lasers. They might be friendly.
Ben, lasers. Lasers, Ben.
Arse lasers. 100%.
Van's moving. Guys, the van is moving.
He's actually all right, you know. We're going upwards.
Yeah, it's going upwards.
It's taking us up.
Oh, this is it. I knew it. Fucking aliens.
I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready. I'm only halfway through the Stranger Things Series 1.
Shit! Join us next week for part 2 of
Little Red King Save the Earth!
We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.